America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, the Browns have lost two straight games. Scribble that. Three straight games. Oh, they corrected that. Four straight games.
Nope.
Redacted. Five straight games.
There you go.
And Deshaun Watson's season is over. What does the rest of the season mean for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Well, Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin talk about it all with their podcast. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, including post-game drops every contest. Subscribe to the podcast now. 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
Daryl's been throwing flames lately. He had that article, 923thefan.com, about the stadium being moved. Or the Browns building a new stadium, I should say. Did you get anything from what we were saying yesterday about the possible new stadium in the city? From your movers and your shakers that you know well?
No, I do find it interesting that we had asked the mayor of Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Brook Park.
Ed Orchid. Brook Park. Yeah, wouldn't make sense to ask the mayor of Brooklyn anything about Brook Park.
Tell us about your neighbors.
We asked him, where are they at? And he said 50-yard line. And then you heard Chris Ronayne speak the other day, and he's like, they're not even close to getting this done for Brook Park. And it's like, let the games begin, because now it's up to the Browns to sell you on the financing plan. I mean, that's what it's going to be. They've told you already what the public... what they are expecting from the public and what they are anticipating that they're going to come up with. You're going to hear a lot about this project pays for itself. All right, we'll find out if the Devils are in the details, but the Browns haven't really started that process yet. Once they do that, we'll be able to handicap, will they actually get this done on the timeline they want to get it done on?
Well, it would have to be done before what, 2025? Fall of 2025, right?
Well, is that because
it's
of
5 years away?
Is that because of the lease situation?
Yeah.
What did I
say? 2029. Yeah.
Is it a non-starter if they have to extend by 1 year here or there? Because if this hits a big roadblock,
I don't know.
What
you just heard the mayor talking tough, and then in the same press conference said, "Well, but if you want to come back to the table, you can come back to the table." So who knows? Who knows if it'll even be mayor by then? Maybe it'll be. Yep. You know what? I'm not even going to name names. Not even going to do that. I let my piece be known yesterday about a lot of this. You know, the Art Modell law, the tough talk. Again, does it say anywhere in the law? And so I'm being told no. Yeah,
that stuff doesn't matter.
If anybody matches, right, they can't just make them sell it. So you can say, oh yeah, another team's willing to buy it. All right, I'm glad you're willing to buy it. Bye bye. Like, you could still do that. And I still think that this is posturing. This is why I'm being so flippant about this. It's not about. I don't think it's better civically. I don't think it's better, the stuff about, well, it does this, that, and the other for the economy. No, I'm not saying that. I've been upfront and honest with everybody numerous times over. The better that Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse looks and Progressive Field looks and wherever the Browns play, It's going to be better for all of us in this business because I need healthy sports here in this business. I am a Cleveland sports radio guy. The only reason that this station exists is because we have three healthy sports teams here. So obviously I'm going to be very excited about it. I'm very open about all this. Very open and honest. Maybe brutally as much. But I will tell you is that it is my strident belief that the city or the powers that be are getting what they want, and they just can't come out and say that they're getting what they want because they want to run for other offices. Because I'll point it out again. If Justin Bibb wants to run for senator someday, and Kenny Carman wants to run for senator someday, and he's a Democrat, right, Justin Bibb? And say I'm a Republican, which this does not have any bearing on anything. Don't even start. Don't even save that. It has no bearing. I love to keep everything open. But if I'm running against him, do you know what I do? If we're in political season, Justin Bibb's good for Ohio business. He pushed the Browns out of downtown Cleveland. What would he be willing to do to other businesses here in Ohio? Ken Carman wants to save jobs. Paid for by Anthony Lima. I mean, it's that simple. He doesn't want to be known as that guy.
I think
he's pinning it on the Browns.
I think this is all a waste of time. It's a waste of everybody's time. I don't understand why they wouldn't just get out there, and if they really wanted to further their political careers, they would say, yes, we are helping the region. We are getting the Browns a world-class facility. We're helping expedite that, and at the same time, we are going to spur incredible economic development and retail development right on the shores. We are going to have more people living here, more people coming to visit here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just going to be 10 dates a year.
I want to live here.
Because
it'll be residence.
And it'll be mixed use. They can do all that.
Bingo.
This is not a hard thing, and it's an easy sell. And we're going to improve our public transportation to make sure that when we have all these big events, we're going to have even more hotels downtown that people can come in, fly into Cleveland, stay in the hotels, take the public transportation down to Brook Park, go to the games, come back to Cleveland. Live, eat, visit, experience. Like, you can do all that.
This isn't
some big loss. If the Browns go to Brook Park for the political leaders, they don't have to make it be a big loss.
I'm rooting for it. I am rooting for it because I want there to be permanence on the lakefront. Which, by the way, now that you've opened up Pandora's box about Burke Lakefront Airport, are we going to not continue to have that conversation?
Should we? Oh, we should have had that conversation
over just
20 years
ago. Well, we should have. But when you open that up, well, if it's feasible for the Browns, but the Browns aren't going to stay here, so they're going to go to Brook Park, that all of a sudden means that thing it needs to stay? Is that what we have to do now? Or was this just posturing? See, that's something that would probably need to be held accountable for Mayor Bibb or for the next mayor or the mayor after him. So that's something that needs to be discussed. But, I want permanence there. Yeah, I'm rooting for it to work. But there's been so many times where they've said the word opportunity, and that's all it's really been, and it's usually been a fumble. And that's a big problem for a lot of people. So I have to go with what I have. Like Dan Gilbert, we had Nick Barlage in here. That ground's broken. That whole thing is being built. That's right there. That's an investment.
Oh, did you notice that? By the way, a little thing that Nick kind of threw in there, and I don't know, maybe it was intentional, maybe it was just a slip of the tongue.
Ooh, what's this?
But he talked about the core. We believe the core of this city is important to have all of this downtown. He believed it was part of the core of the city.
Core? Does that mean they're not trading away any of the core four? Or?
Well, we do that. They're sticking. And it looked good after last night.
216-474-0092. There is another person who may be leaving. Here is Chris Antonetti a couple of days ago about one Shane Bieber.
We had a chance to connect with Shane before he headed back to Arizona, where we will continue to support his rehab. We told Shane we'd love to have him back. I think Shane has interest in coming back, but at the same time, he's at a point in his career now where he's earned the right to become a free agent, and he gets to choose the next place where he'll pitch. And hopefully we'll continue to be in dialogue with Shane, and maybe Cleveland will be an option for him as he thinks about that next chapter.
I really want to bring him back.
Did not sound like he was very hopeful.
It didn't sound like he was hopeful, but I really want to bring him back.
Am I reading that wrong, Owen?
I don't know. It sounded to me like I don't know if they've talked to his agent or whatever, but there's been a number floated to the Guardians at some point that the Guardians were not willing to go to.
Clearly.
And that they will allow him now, after having Tommy John surgery, to go see if that number still exists. And if that number doesn't exist anymore, come on back and let us know what the new number is.
Maybe we
can make that work.
Okay, I would want him to be able to. Am I silly for thinking he'll be fine when he comes back?
No.
Am I silly to believe that?
I mean, it's 2024. Tommy John, pitchers have Tommy John all the time now, and they come back.
Because if he's solid when he comes back.
Is he going to be ace Shane Bieber anymore? I don't know if we can say that.
Well, I mean, he's won a Cy Young, so can
he
I expect
won it in a 60-game season?
They still won a Cy Young. I don't care. Hey, the Dodgers still put the
Trevor
trophy
Bauer
in the case.
Won a Cy Young, and you don't want him here.
Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kenny.
I said it's impossible.
Innocent until proven guilty, Kenny.
I said it's impossible to bring him back. That's what I said. I didn't say anything of what you accused me of.
Why, he's not allowed in the city?
No, they're not going to have him play for the Guardians.
Not impossible.
It is impossible. They're not going to allow him to play for the Guardians. The Guardians aren't going to allow him to play for the Guardians.
All I know is this. Judas Priest, you two. Shane Bieber can get us to a spot where we're not doing almost universal bullpen games in the postseason.
That's true.
I mean, my God.
Yeah. Like, Tanner Bibee was great this year. He's not the ace yet. Not right now. He might have to be next season. I hope that's not where we are going and saying, hey, that's number one. And because he went over 100 pitches like five times this year.
Yeah.
Four times.
Although who is?
He was the only one.
Although
that did
Owen,
it.
Who is these
but
days?
But in the regular season, no, you're thinking about what's happened over the last couple of weeks. In the regular season, that stuff still happens. When you get to the playoffs, that's where you get to five-inning games and four-inning games. And
well, I actually think it's been more.
It's a different beast. You have to be able to build it. And they thought they had it built that way. But I do think that they taxed out their bullpen during the season because Tanner Bibee was the only one making it long runs.
Historically, you're right. But I think this last year was, can we get to five innings? And that wasn't just a Cleveland thing. I think that was an everybody thing. Can you get to five innings? And then it became, can you get to four?
Yeah, that's why it was disappointing that they didn't win, because it feels like baseball as a whole is down, and that it's come back to a team, to a small market team like we are, that is built that way. And then, you know, Giancarlo Stanton hits four out.
But wouldn't that be, that's true, but wouldn't that be the reason why I want to make sure that we do everything we can to bring back Shane Bieber? Now, I understand that the investment, do you want to make a huge investment out of a guy that's just had Tommy John surgery? No team wants to do that.
Right.
But if he goes out
I think this is Antonetti saying, go see what the money's like. We don't want to be the one that has to tell you that the money you were going to get last season is gone now.
Can I sign something?
Go see what the money's like and come back to us. We want first dibs.
Do you want something commensurate with it? Yeah, I would like to. I would like to be able to have the offer to match anybody out there. Or can we do something where we give you a million more as a thanks? Can we do any of that sort of thing? Because I assume he'll come back and he'll still be a very good pitcher. And I assume that he'll come back and he'll be not strong, quote unquote, but I think he'll be a strong pitcher and possibly a number one. I got to get Gavin Williams figured out, both physically and mentally a little bit. Tanner Bibee's the same way. And both of those guys probably just need more seasoning. I don't know what to do with Tristan McKenzie
right now. I forgot he exists.
Exactly. I don't know what to do with him. Our best is still yet to come. Andrew Walter's coming out of the bullpen. And then you have Travis Bezzana down there on the farm, which I expect that Zach Meisel's going to be right. And sometime midsummer next year, he'll be back with the club. So there's a lot of things to get there. Yeah, I'd like another veteran other than Austin Hedges. And Austin Hedges is great. He's a future manager. Well, but I'd like a veteran in the staff to be able to hold this down, not just Carlos Carrasco hoping again.
That veteran this year was Carlos Carrasco, and that was thank you for giving us innings, Carlos.
And Ben Lively.
And that's it.
And Ben
Lively, who traditionally has not been
overwhelming. Who I think wants to fight the organization that he didn't get a shot to pitch.
Well, no.
I would take Ben Lively in that fight. He looks like an ass kick.
No pitcher is going to be thrilled that they were left off a postseason roster. Not a single one. Let me get to Fred in Cleveland. Back to the Browns. Hello.
Hey, man, I just want to say first, like, it's got to suck, man. Like, can we go to Keep It Real Radio, man? Because for 4 years, everybody called in, including myself, seeing what we were seeing. And again, like that caller said, like, you got Mary Kay. You got you guys. We're trusting you guys to tell us the truth, man. Like, you guys don't keep it real. Like, we seen Deshaun throwing the ball in the dirt for 4 years. We knew he was damaged goods. We seen excessive amounts of money. It's not like money
when
ball.
Have I
it's
lied?
Money
Whoa. Ground. When have I? We're gonna go way over on. I'm sorry.
Oh,
when have I lied to you? When have I lied to you?
Well, I'm not gonna say that you lied.
Are
to
you
us,
saying I've lied to myself? Are you accusing me of lying to myself?
No, but here's the deal. You guys ride the gray area too much when it comes to the Browns. Like, you guys be scared to keep it real and say the truth. Shout out to G. Bush, because on Saturdays he keep it real. We be seeing the same thing as fans.
What is the truth, though?
What is the truth, Fred?
On Deshaun Watson?
It's a money grab. D. Podesta sucks with the draft picks. He's not a quality guy. He's a quantity guy. He believes in grabbing a whole lot of picks and hoping something work out, man. He doesn't draft quality. He found quality in a 57-round pick. 50 round, whatever the case may be, with JLK. He messed up with Odell Beckham. He's holding him out. The Browns was holding.
You're talking about Andrew Berry. Where does Paul DiBodesta fit in? You mentioned DiBodesta.
I mean, I'm talking about the whole thing, man. It's like a cluster of power struggle. You got now Ken Dorsey coming in.
I want to get back to what you think Garrett Bush said. Who, by the way, champion of Garrett Bush?
Oh yeah, that's a what nice eraser phrase for you, ain't it?
What you think? Hold on. What did Garrett Bush say about Deshaun Watson over the last month? I can tell you, it's not what you think he said.
Oh, no, Garrett's giving up on Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but he didn't. He said keeping it real. That's why I listened to Garrett Bush. Garrett Bush was saying 4 weeks into the year that Deshaun Watson was being wronged by everybody and still had it. He doesn't have it. He clearly didn't have it.
Well, see, I don't listen to Garrett Bush every week. I listen to you guys during the week more so.
Here it is, Fred. Here it is, Fred.
Here it goes. Like, you guys, they don't even let me make the point. I listen to you guys Monday through Friday.
Thank you.
Because I'm in the truck driving, working.
So make the point. So
what's good
the
man,
point?
Fred.
What's the point? Thank you, Fred. But continue. What's the point? Get to it.
All right. Without pointing fingers at anybody and any of this stuff, the whole thing is bad, man. It's all bad. And now they're going to distract us with the whole move to Brook Park thing, you know, to keep us from paying
attention. No, there's no way that's a distraction. That's 5 years away. There's no way that's a distraction. Fred!
I understand it, but you're going to spend 5 years talking about it.
They paid him $230. They're paying him $230 million. Okay, he can't stay healthy. He's a basket case out there on the field. All right, I got a coach that we don't know if they've taken power away from him. If he's made this decision, we shouldn't even have to question in the first place. We have players who are getting in fights with fans right now over social media and over what was possibly said and not said in a stadium right now, and they're 1-6. And I got a chief strategy officer who I don't know what he does, and I haven't known what he's done for a decade right now.
Right,
and then we get to the Andrew Berry stuff. How is a stadium going to distract from any of that?
All right, but all right. Let me just say this, and then I'm gonna listen to you guys off the air. It's gonna distract us because because it's a tanking rebuild down to the studs thing right now. What's going on? Whether people want to see it, you're looking at it like it's a light demo. It's not. I'm in the housing thing. It's a down to the stud thing. Be real with it.
Fred,
for 5 years you're gonna be talking about the stadium.
I will make you a solemn promise. All right, I gotta let you go. I will make you a solemn promise with my right hand in the air. Both hands just to show you I ain't crossing anything off. If they go to fire one of those three men here soon, and I start talking about interior decorating in that stadium, I will give my seat up to Fred, and I will go off and do something else. Don't you trick me into it, because I know what you'll do, Owen. Especially you, Slippery Wizard. Mitch means well. He's a good boy. I'm telling you right now, there's no way that that's going to distract anything. You think I'm going to sit there and go, look at the glass they're putting in over there, my God. No. 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 I don't have any answers from any of this stuff. I have nothing. Anytime things go good, he shows up. Anytime things go bad, he disappears. I was surprised he was there on Sunday. Then I didn't see him when things started going bad. I don't know what he does. Who does he pick? Who does he not pick? Who's in charge? Who's not in charge? He's an idea man. Rasputin was an idea man. I have no idea what he does. And then we get the Andrew Berry. Nice guy. Kevin Stefanski. Nice guy. Might both be out on their ass at the end of the year. How's that going to distract? How's the stadium going to distract from that? In the middle of July, I might be talking about stadium stuff. I'm not sure. But yeah, no, not during this.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.